Lauren.
Zosia.
Get this. Two hussies walk into a hut full of unstoppable love. And they say to their loving light friends, can you feel what's happening? Hit it, Lauren.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I got to break free. God knows I want to break free.
That's awesome. Let's go fling open the shutters of the hut. Let's go see. Oh, look. Look at all of those cheeks right next door to us. Is there a party or something? Wouldn't it be perfect if Q just busted in right now singing his song in his other hut like a variety show? Can you see it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I have a feeling. I have a feeling. And I have to say, that was Freddie Mercury Queen. I want to break free. I have a feeling, though, that Q, he's been able to skip the gym because he can just go hop into another body. Like, right? With those cheeks, with those chiseled cheeks. What do you think?
Oh, you're right. He can pick whatever cheeks he wants.
That's right.
Oh, we're going to have that one of these days.
That's right. That's right. It's coming. It's coming. Oh my
so
God.
Funny. That was so good. I loved it. And if Lauren gave me literally, I don't know, half an hour before you told me you were singing this, we had our two pieces put together, but you said about the video. So I watched the video. If you want to chuckle, the Break Free video is just hysterical.
Right.
Freddie, he's got a wig on. He's got a mustache and a dress.
And I'm impressed. I mean, he even has on like thigh highs, I think.
I like the pink shade of his sweater. Yeah. And all I could remember was him saying, yeah, Mermaid said, you're just, why are you so affected in every expression?
Oh my God.
Cracks me up.
I laughed so sorry. I laughed so hard when I first saw that video. It's so funny.
Yeah, if you're feeling low one day, check it out. And knowing that's Q in that vessel, thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So I have to say something because after I spoke with you, I was looking into something. So I was just checking out. A memory came back to me, and I wanted to share this with Q when we interviewed him a while back. When we were joking, when he was joking about cheeks and his coffee business, if you're new, he's starting cheeks. It's a coffee business. And they're wearing chaps, we heard.
That's right.
So this is funny because last week we mentioned gelato. So it'll come back in. Now, this is unrelated. But in the 80s, there was a movie. I kid you not. When you check out the video that Lauren shared, talked about, check out the image of this movie called So Fine. It takes place in the 80s of a man. I forgot the story. I did watch it, trying to save a family business or something. But their jeans with cutouts so you can see the cheeks.
Of course.
You will just laugh hysterical. But get this. I'm just reading the Wikipedia thing, describing it, and I just skipped to the end. And it ends, and this isn't going to ruin anything, but it ends at a gelato cart. Like, come on. It's like a custom script. Everything just seems so coded. It's so funny.
Oh, it's awesome. I love that. It's
I'm so like, good. That had to be Q, who designed those jeans way ahead of his time.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? When you said that, you know what made me image came to me was George Michael in the song, Have Faith, the faith song. He's got those jeans on. Now these aren't chaps, but you get the idea.
Woo! Yes. Well, I'm curious when you check out these jeans because the cheeks are cut out. You can see the cheek, but there's plastic. And I was always perplexed. Like, isn't it going to get humidified? Condensation. Just feels like a funny design. So I feel Q's into it with the chaps. There'll be no condensation. Oh my gosh.
I love it.
People tuning in, I'm like, who the heck are these?
We're professionally unprofessional.
consistently.
Yeah, there you go. Oh gosh, how's your week been?
It's so good. I fell in love again this week. I'll tell you about that. But I have to point out another, this is just funny. We don't do numbers, right? But we do numbers. I just have to say, this is our 12 o'clock Eastern show. And then next week, we have a 5 o'clock Eastern show. Well, guess what, Lauren? Those numbers add up to 17,
Oh.
which just made me chuckle. And what came to me today, too, is today's date is 10/11. And our first show together was 1/11.
Ooh.
I'm like, I don't know why these things, I just sort of notice and it just goes in line with these synchronicities. Why do these things show up in our lives? I don't know. They don't change anything, but it just makes me laugh. And just to remind everyone, because Lauren, did you know we had comments on our page feedback?
Oh no.
I didn't know either. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for the beautiful beings who wrote feedback on our page is so heart touching. I didn't know. I was checking our page for something and saw it yesterday. But one of the beautiful comments was about looking for more cue work and then or shows and then realized they hadn't listened to all of our interviews with Cue. So I thought, oh, just to remind people about our archives, we did five interviews with Cue that are listed on our archive page. And we also joined him on a PRQ show, which is also on our archive page, in case you're interested to go back and hear about divine feminine, masculine orgasms and all great topics.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for reminding the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, how was your week? How was your dream this week?
Well, it started out a little rocky, but I had my tools and I worked through it. And because this is like a working, living library, if you will, like a living journal of the journey. But yeah, towards the end, it's getting really fun. And I asked myself this question, Zosha. I said, how do I access my liquid gold? My highest, and if people that are just tuning in, they're like, what? Like, WTF? What's this girl? What's this girl talking about?
They've been all confused if they've been with us since the
Flummoxed. Oh, but yeah, like my outside of here self, my liquid gold, my highest currency. It's not the RV. It's not the green pieces of paper with pyramids on them, as Q would say, but my frequency, the essence of my frequency. And what that feels like, and tapping into it. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good. Can you share more?
Sure. I mean, that's just, really this week I was asking myself, okay, spirit, there's only one way out here, and that's through you. I've got to connect,
Yeah.
right? I got to connect and communicate with you. And just so thankful for, Kelly's show last week on Connect with Kelly. She had Beth on. Beth, it
Yeah.
was they were talking about command language, and in synchrony, they brought up, Beth brought up, and they were talking about, how to communicate and feel your spirit. And so that was super, super helpful just to listen to that show. I wasn't able to listen live, but to go back and listen. And it just got me on this just asking more questions and observing and just a deeper dive into what that really means, because as I'm sure you feel you've experienced, Zosha, there's been like a pole switch here, that everything
Yeah.
was flipped, right? Things just don't add up. Something's off. But now we're awakening to who we really are, and the little the breadcrumbs, as we call them, are becoming more and more, and as you said it, there's just slices of bread now. I want the loaf. Yeah. So yeah, that's just it. Just I asked myself, I wrote it down. Spirit, how do I access my liquid gold within me? Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, it's fine. I just have to say this because, again, just within the past 20 minutes, I wrote this down. It was from Rumi. Everything in the universe is within you. Ask all from yourself, which to me is the liquid gold
Yeah.
in that state of peace. And we've talked about being in peace. You should, well, I won't share it because you shared it with me, but we were talking about peace earlier. And being, I used to talk about being in my convent or in my quiet space or the top of the mountain, as Q might say.
Yeah.
Right? And come down the mountain, run back up the mountain, come down the mountain, run back up, and then just hang out up there for a while, but keep dipping my toe in. But for anyone else who loved that place, and I share this because I had so many years of people saying, sort of ridiculing the way I chose to live. Why don't you go out anymore? What's wrong? Like, you go in silence? What, they didn't get it. It's fine. But I read something the other day and it felt like redemptive to that being then who felt that, if I could read it.
Please.
And it was someone shared it, something I noticed about genuinely happy people. So this person posted it and I feel it's more, well, I'll just read it. They are doing less than you. They have fewer goals, fewer appointments, fewer obligations. They've learned that addition by subtraction is real. While you are optimizing every minute, they are sitting on their porch drinking coffee. They are not lazy. They just figured out that most of what we chase doesn't matter. Busy is a choice. Peace is too. One looks successful, the other actually is.
Oh.
And that was posted by a page just to give credit, the spiritual beginning. And it touched into just Q always saying, slower is faster. So anything stood out? You said, ah.
excuse me. Sorry, I've got the throat stuff
I know,
today.
me too.
So I apologize to the listeners. What you said about, being ridiculed for, how you lived your life, I used to be someone who, oh, I have to go out. I have to be around people. I have to be doing something. I spent years like that. And so it was difficult for me to not, to not need that, to go through the process, the unraveling, the peeling back the onion layers of not requiring that external stimulation. It was almost a numbing agent, Zosha. It was almost a,
Yeah,
right? It was
great
almost,
phrase.
excuse me. It was almost a numbing agent. Well, I don't have to look inside within me, so, and I'll go out there and just put all my attention out there, so I don't have to go inward. And so now that I've been doing this inner work, spend a lot of time alone, I like my cave. I like my
Yeah.
peace. I like my peace, and I can go within, and I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect at it by any means, but I'm tapping into it more and more. It's exciting, it's warm, it's cozy, it's just peaceful, and it's wonderful. It's just, I never understood. I'm like, what, these people are nuts? Like, what? I don't get it. Sorry, but that's
Yeah.
I was probably one of those people that was like, what's wrong with her? Judging in my head, full disclosure. But where I am now, it's amazing. It's exciting. So yeah, what do you feel?
Well, and also how you started it by referencing Kelly and Beth last week. How do you feel your spirit? How can you even start to feel your spirit if you're in a state of noise? That was my, when I start to question it, it's like so busy and so overwhelmed by whatever's all around me till I recognize I have to just get quiet. I have to go by myself. I have to feel it. That's where my spirit, my light grew, and I felt it more and more and more. And again, everyone can have their own way of doing it, but that's my way of doing it. And I'm so grateful for Q for sharing for Mirina as well and sharing their way in Asha, because it gave me a groove to really I don't know, build my confidence. It's like, okay, I'm not actually crazy. There, look, these beings, when I first heard them, this is my family. This is, wow. And they're doing it too. Oh my gosh. Do you know what I mean? And then everything just kind of crystallized. And it's like, okay.
Oh, Zosia, are you there? Okay, Zosia, we can't hear you. Oh,
It's like,
no,
wow.
there you are. What did? Can you repeat that? You went out, Zosia.
Oh, I did. That there's something to it. There's something to. Oh, interesting. It's. Can you hear me? I see. That there's something to it. The state of peace. That what I was intuitively doing, and then the first being I ever heard talk about it was Q. In all of my life, I've been with others doing it, but he just did it in another way, so clean. And then describing the terrain we're in. And then it made more sense. My intuition was bringing me that way. Somehow I knew that these distractions were even bigger. So.
And just to add to that, hold on one second. I'm so sorry. I try to mute myself, but I have to clear my throat, so I apologize. Just to piggyback on what you just said, I remember, working. It was never enough, Zosia. I mean, you literally, it got to the point where I felt like you needed to give a pint of blood, like, because it's never enough. Your performance evaluation every year. Oh, what are you going to do next year? What are you going to do next year? And I was sitting there saying to myself, God, can I just do what I'm doing? Like, why am I always striving for, unless you have, unless you're inspired to do it from your heart, that's different. But I wasn't. It was just a requirement, of the yearly performance evaluation in corporate America. And I gave some BS, goal just to satisfy them, but I just wanted to be as well. I'm like, isn't this enough? Isn't I'm having to prove my worth to you by some quantitative analysis and numbers, which it's just, ugh, I just, it just, ugh, I can't stand it. So yeah, and so I guess for me, that was my intuition, speaking to me, starting to question things. It's good when we start to question things. Right?
Yeah, and it kind of doesn't it point to this version of human seems to respond to some pain. So it's that discomfort that I hear in your story, similar to mine. There's a discomfort that causes almost causes a questioning. Are you following me? That pain point does work. And I had that conversation with someone this week. I'll share that after. But yeah, it just helps us start questioning and move away from it. And out of it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Because I feel like there's some people that they this is just an observation, but there's some people that I've observed that they can't sit still. Like even if they're excelling in their work life, they still have to strive to do something else. So they can't like, oh, I'm gonna do this group or this commit. And that's fine if they really from their heart, but a lot of that is just I can't, it's this energy of I can't sit still and sit with my thoughts. Right, and go within. So you bypass it.
Yeah, because I love that, and how I feel what you're saying as well is that's that truth inside. You can hide, stuff it down, stuff it down, stuff it down. Everybody's getting the truth, and I always felt like, ah, it's that. We're all accountable for ourselves. So there's a certain choice point where we decided not to stuff it anymore and let it out, and now there's a release. And for the people mentioned in the most recent article, which we discussed, they were brilliant, just so brilliant this week in the field. And at the beginning, they mentioned the expansion that happens to, during these moments. They're expansive, and I can attest to that. Incredibly expansive. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, the articles this week were just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And what stood out to me, and we talked about this, Zosia, how much light you have within you. So basically, individual ascension versus personal ascension versus collective ascension. And if you're new, just tuning in to us, and what is ascension? How would you describe ascension, Zosia?
Going within and living your highest excitement.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Thank you. And it's going to be different for everyone. But I loved the article, and basically you determine when you're going to leave or how long you're going to be here. Is that how you would describe it, Zosha?
Yeah, it's all up to us. We get to choose everything.
Yeah.
The choices we make, and even not making a choice is a choice. And I see it when I look at myself. I have observed myself endlessly, witnessed myself, spoke to myself from an outside of here perspective. And, it's until I was really, as Q would say, radically honest with myself. I was doing the work, but there's still some things I was kind of avoiding because it was just too much. And those came into the point of obligations, just like I just read in that piece. It's the obligations, tuning into my spirit, and that helped me just take out all the labels and be really clear, crystal clear about what my spirit wants to do and live. Am I answering your question? I feel
Yeah,
like I'm starting to go off.
it's beautiful. I love it.
I wanted to share, if I may, but do you want to respond?
I love how you talked about being radically honest and just taking a look at, okay, well, there's some things that I've been avoiding, and because I just, whatever reason is to deal with them, and no, but you went in like a surgeon and just cut it out. Sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And but the reason I was able to do that at a point is because I felt Q and Mermaid, I felt them, that connection. And when I heard them the first time in Asha, everything just crystallized, and the things that were dis in not in resonance with me or in another dimension or in a different frequency just rose to the surface, and I knew exactly what I had to do. I didn't choose to do it all at once. That was too much. But I just kept observing myself each time. And in every case, I just couldn't do it anymore. Like you've heard others say, I quit. That was my version of it within relationships. I just couldn't exist anymore. And I feel Q has mentioned that. Like we have so much power within us. And we have so much light in us as it continuing to grow in all of us. You just can't exist in that dimension, that frequency, or that level anymore. And I know we speak with the choir. And, it's cool because our stories are so similar, but you just can't do it anymore. And it's okay if you're doing it and someone isn't doing it. It just comes in time.
That's right.
No time.
That's right.
Comes in synchronicity.
I agreed because I keep asking my spirit, what's my next step? What's my next step? And I'm really just, I have to trust. Like I was sitting there. Oh, I've got to figure this out. I've got to braining it, right? Braining it. I was analyzing, braining it. It doesn't work that way. And you just let go. And you're like, okay, spirit, all right. We're doing this together because I don't know what's next, pretty much,
Would you agree that it's also feeling it, right? Feeling like we'll just that trust is feeling.
Yeah.
I wrote down something that goes to this. When Q would speak about when he was at the mountaintop, he did nothing for years, as we know, and he would cloak himself as his light grew. And when he came into a town or a city, oh, this connects to what we spoke about last week. Remember, you spoke about leaving Maine, and I spoke
Yeah.
about leaving and being around the electricians. So, okay, so he's going to speak to that. Going down the mountaintop, Q did nothing for years and cloaked himself as his light grows. When Q came into a town or city, transmissions coming into his head increased substantially, Wi-Fi or dirty power. He had emotions from other people, and electrical emotions carried on a grid system because cell towers are self-recognizing. So he started to press his light, as we know about, within his body and made a bubble within his body. But this part he said too, we are so expressive in this human. He said he couldn't run through a party just touching everyone because your aura, our light, does not have a governor. So it lets stuff in. So when we shrink wrap our aura, We don't let in that angry elf. So it just felt, ah, oh, see, there's another piece to discuss what we were discussing to add more layers to it. And they also spoke about when Mermaid was making a decision. Am I going off on a.
No, I love it. Keep going.
We're, because we are growing our light so much, talking about our, just to weave this into what we spoke about too, being so feeling and sensitive. He said, because we're growing our light so much, the dark impacts us more. The more we grow our light, the more sensitive we become. And it could take us out for days or even a week if we get abducted or slimed. This was Asha. A lot could happen with AI. Now, Key says, as we mature in our spiritual growth, we can feel so much more, as you can tell, and as the negatives have observed us, they have grown to complement us. When you get to this level, you can't be in these environments, which is what we're talking about. And that he's going to reference Mermaid choosing to go to a birthday party. She didn't want to go, it was not a 10 for her, but she was inspired to be with the kids. So Mermaid knew that this was not a good move, but mermaids are curious. Got smacked in the face. Being naive, this is to us to lift us. Being naive and sensitive is your power because you can feel and sense and smell so much now. You are standing next to people who have no clue what you are experiencing.
So interesting because I listened to that. I listened to that show this week and wrote down the same stuff. So
Isn't
just
that cool? How did you feel when you heard it, felt it?
oh, I was like, oh, yep, 100%. I know exactly how that feels. And it brought up for me, that's why it brought up for me the I love my cave. I love my peace. And then learning how to exercise boundaries or learning if it doesn't bring me peace, it's not coming into my cave.
Yeah, yes.
But it's taken a while to get there because I was always let's make every a people pleaser, right? Let's and we all have our own unique story, but yeah, you I mean, it's just amazing when you come from nature and then when you come, into a city or a building and I can feel it. So I and I know you can too. I know many of the listeners can. I know what we're talking about. So yes, 100% agree. And I remember being told, oh, you're so naive. You're so I'm like, okay. Just, when I was growing up and, even in my 20s and 30s, I'm like, okay, well, all right then. I just well, no, just always known that there was so much more than the blueprint that here is here now that's leaving us, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's like an inner knowing. And it's funny you say that about naive. That was my nickname in college by my closest friends. I'm like, they're like, they just called me naive. I'm like, why are you calling me that? I mean, it was not an insult. We loved each other. It was funny. Like, will you go talk to that guy? They're just after. I say, not every guy is after one thing. Just because a guy, how do you communicate with people if you just write them off all the time? I only speak to the girls. Do you know what I mean? And okay, sometimes they are right, but still, you just know, I feel people's heart. You disconnect. You disconnect. And thank you, Q, for always saying that so often because I felt like, oh, good, redemption again, redemption. You just found a place where you fit.
That's right.
You know?
Absolutely.
Also in that, did you catch this when he spoke about the tech? And I found it really interesting because, it reminds me, it took me a while, like you're saying, it's this process, but it took me a while to realize my thoughts weren't mine. It sounded like me. It took me a while to differentiate, is this me observing or are these thoughts that are not me? But he reminds, and it stood out to me to share with my kids actually about the mind control. And about these phones, when they give us imagery, not to be negative, but just a reminder. And when you read For the People, I mean, all we could do really is talk about the show and just party the whole time. but it's a process for everybody. But we know that iPhones are designed to do that. But in the frequency bands in them, they enhance your negative feelings because we're so strong. They have the ability to enhance a negative feeling and adapt to your power, he said. That is really how emotional situations are enhanced through smartphones, video games, alternate reality. The smartphones are designed not only for you to react to situations so you are not proactively creating, they are also harboring your emotions because now you are so powerful. So when you are scared to open that inbox on the email, it is actually going to bring you negative information in your inbox. I thought that was just, again, like you know it, but it just is, I just felt it differently. That the tech is actually using your emotions and enhancing them, and if not even putting things like with images into your body, into your consciousness.
Exactly. It's just copying. It's a copy.
Yeah, and using it unbeknownst to us, sweet little naive seals, and going off and doing the thing with it, their thing with it.
And that brings up Sosha, the TVs, and I'm still working on it as well as, just playing with, okay, how many days can I go without looking at, my phone, a text message or, and it's a constant study. It's just because how do I feel when I'm not looking at it? Oh, I feel great. But then there's that guilt. Oh, I need to look because somebody might have needed this. And so, I say that to say I'm talking about this, but yet I'm still actually doing it, and with everyone who's doing this process as well. But to really monitor—that's not the right word—but of what you feed yourself with, with images, look, scrolling, just scrolling endlessly on social media. This happened last night. I wake up at 2 a.m. I don't know why. I just went and I pulled up Instagram and I found myself scrolling and I'm like, oh my God, why did you do that? So see, I'm still doing it. I'm observing. I knew better, but for some reason I just did. And after scrolling, I felt this ping pong game going on in my head because it took in everything that I just looked at.
See, you just proved what he said.
Yeah. It scrambled my brain.
Yep.
Got me out of my peace. Now you can imagine trying to get back to sleep. Bring out old Ron Amatron. I didn't actually. I was able to drop down and just stop thinking, and then I fell asleep. But see, still doing it.
But that's the beauty, that to me, that's the beauty of observing, and then we learn, and we learn, it's always accumulating. The knowing is accumulating more. Oh, I get it better. I get it better. It's at least for me, it wasn't enough to know something. Like I said, I knew I had to eliminate some relationships, but I didn't do it at once. I just observed. So you just, I feel, just shared a great education to everybody. It's a process.
Thank you.
Seems
Thank
to be
you.
a process. It's all good. We just keep adding. By subtracting. I love that in the quote, by subtracting things. And it's just like, oh, note to self, next time I do this. And then if not, that's all right. I still love myself.
Yeah, exactly. I love that you just said that because it's that I've had moments like that where I'm just so angry and mad at myself and oh, you fell off the wagon again, Lauren. And I'm like, first thing what I've started saying to myself is, you are not these emotions and these thoughts. That is not you. You are spirit. You are peace, right?
Yeah.
And just I say that to myself, and then I say, you know what? It sounds so corny, but I love you. I love you. Even when you're down on the floor crying, I love you. You're doing it. Just keep at it. So it's my little pep talk I say to myself a lot.
Exactly. I had to be my own cheerleader for a long time because I was recognizing, wait, no one's really cheerleading me over here. I need something. So I gave it to myself, really dated myself. And oh, this is actually funny. I dated myself. So many years ago, single or in a relationship, it didn't matter. Whenever I gathered, this is going to connect. Whenever I gathered with people, let's just say for a dinner party or something, sometimes the conversation is like blah, 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 you know? So I always just like to plant a seed in or just a question. I was just curious to like expand this conversation. So I drop in, would you marry yourself?
Ooh.
Like, seriously, I would ask the table. If anyone's interested to discuss this, would you marry yourself? Would you
What was the
partner with
response?
yourself? I'm so glad you laughed because it was such a fascinating study. Some people got really irritated.
You triggered them, Zosha.
Exactly. I was quite surprised by it, but then it was kind of fun because it's then an interesting conversation if you're not in your ego, you know, if you can be neutral and honest with yourself. But I remember saying, one man said, no, I would never marry myself. I'm like, that's honest. But then I'm like, well, what does your poor wife do? Like, come on, like, isn't this a perfect prompting for doing some inner work?
Yeah.
Like, your wife is stuck with you. You wouldn't even marry yourself. But it just makes me chuckle because it was really fun and I did it for a long time. For many years, and it touches back to the point you were saying. I love myself. I'm my best partner.
That's right.
I married myself. I partnered with myself. I carry around my Linus blanket, my Linus towel, wherever I go. That's a joke.
That's so good. You became your own twin flame.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the people aren't running around tripping over themselves to like say something. Actually, the other day a man said to me, I was walking out getting my coffee and he complimented something I was wearing and then I wasn't like really paying attention. Then I heard it and I looked back. I said, and he was looking at me. I said, "Oh, thank you." He's like, "I don't know why I just said that." I said, "Oh, that you just filled me up. It's always beautiful to receive a compliment." And then he just burst out in a big smile. It was so
Oh.
sweet. But in general, I'm not finding people tripping all over the place to nurture me.
It's really interesting when you drop the when you plant those seeds and just to hear the get the reaction, just because we're just so programmed. Our brain's a recorder, so we're recording. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Well, that's a judgment, but you know. It does, there's no filter. It takes it all in and just continuous recorder. And the recording also from our ancestors before us. And that is I feel for me, sorry, I'm kind of segueing, but that is what started first for me was the thoughts and why are these patterns, why do these patterns keep repeating? Right? What's the common denominator here? So yeah.
Yeah, and just to be just like you said, it could be the ancestors, but that it could also coming through the tech. It's just a big reminder on how to use it. I had the gift of, and thank you, Mermaid, for sharing that, and how she would describe the pain that she would get. And I learned that by I stopped being on video calls because I actually would have a band to share this with anyone if they felt it. On Zoom calls, I'd feel a band, almost like a headband, go across my forehead. And it would feel dry and prickly. And sometimes I'd start to get headaches. And it was such a gift because I'd continue with some of the calls, but I'm never on camera anymore, except if I did Lucia. But even in her, don't do them anymore. But even when I was in her group, I'd tape it up at times when it was too much. I had to manage it myself. But it was really a great study of how it works for me. And the same, I'll go on Instagram sometimes, and actually, that's what prompted my synchronicities this week. I get inspirations through it. So it's fascinating how it reads your consciousness and can give you something, but it has to be limited. It isn't always, but it has to be limited. And I start to get that dry feeling in my head, and my head kind of, it just hurts. Oh, I'm done. I'm done. And then I put it away for days.
Yeah, it's overload. It's just it overloads. It overloads me.
Yeah, and just that awareness is huge. Even what you're describing, it's not. That's why I don't speak poorly to myself. Look where we are questioning these and doing this work. We're in the front of the line, actively doing this work. And we're here to share with others, with how they're doing it later when they come to it. May I share my farm story?
Please.
So it's synchronistic events this week that is really fascinating. And I saw an image of local people who I knew. Fast forward, I went for really excited to go for a walk, and I meet these people at the beach. Catch up, my kids knew their kids, that type of thing. And they have a farm, and how it came about living their synchronicities, living their heart. But they're not aware. It seemed they weren't quite aware that they're going through and just exciting, and they're sharing. And I was asking them questions. Well, is this what you envisioned? And what's showing up that's new? And how new things were coming into their life. We did weddings. They grow dahlias. We're doing this for this place, and it was really exciting. And they came to now earn win a lease into some new property. They're going to plant lavender and do all of these other things. So it's so exciting. And they said, "Come by the farm. Come by. Come by." A few of them. So the next day, I was excited to go by, and I had a whole tour of the farm. It's just beautiful. They had eagles show up, and they're sharing the same things we would share in, talking about they're in nature, talking about the signs that they're getting, but also in the matrix, because they talked about the news later on. But no problem. But what was really beautiful is the daughter, who is my daughter's age, my friend's daughter, acquaintance's daughter, came out, and no, she had difficulty in high school. Wasn't a school student. Isn't that a sign that she's in our family?
That's right.
struggle to quote, diagnosed with learning disabilities. And anyway, I started speaking with her, and we're just looking in each other's eyes talking. And I'm asking questions about what excites her about this farm and how she's growing it, what ideas she had. And she just lit up. And I'm sharing this to say it was such a gift to me again to feel the light and witness the light in someone get activated by mine. And so much so, she was so excited. She just came over and hugged me. And she said, "Thank you so much for coming here today." And we just kept talking. I ended up being there a couple hours. We kept talking. She hugged me five times while there. But it was just so beautiful. I'm not saying it was me, but what's coming through me, us, as we share the light. Guess what I'm sharing as well as the next phase of doing the work in the world, that I witnessed her healing. I actually had tears in my eyes as I felt her. I don't want to be presumptive to say this, but I felt her healing because I saw her. I felt her heart and my heart to her heart. I knew she felt seen. And it was emotional for her as well. And she lit up. It was just, I wish I could speak about it even in more details. I just absolutely fell in love again. And to go back to when Q would say that. And it's just more and more exciting to just feel other lights. And when I came home, I called my daughter and I told her, because she knew her, but not well. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't keep in touch. And I told her, and I said, my daughter's like, "Oh," I said, "she wants, when you come visit, she wants to show you about bees," because my daughter's interested in homesteads. And she's like, "Oh my gosh." I said to her, to my daughter, I said, "She's one of us. I found another one." So it
Oh
was so cool. So cool. But it's back to where you started talking about peace and knowing yourself. I was asking her about her heart, and I said, "Oh, you're feeling the, just using the words we use," and she lit up with them. It was just so beautiful. Thank you for letting me share.
I love it. I love it. Isn't it exciting though when you, I mean, I get super excited when I meet another one, you know?
Yes.
It's like you're speaking my language.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry.
No, and just feeling it in my community as well. When you're just around and people don't speak like us, they really see, like you said, you don't let people in with certain frequencies. Yes, that was my big thing, my state of inner peace. I'll only allow. And even my friend was saying, yeah, she doesn't do business with someone, but she's just so mean. It's like, this sounds like me speaking. I said, I know, I don't go to coffee shops if they're mean. It's, you know what I mean? So there's that knowledge there.
That's right.
It's just a process to recognize it and then use it in our creative abilities even more.
It sounds like, Zosha, what you did a beautiful job of explaining, and at least this is what I got from it, was we're feeling what it you gave an example of feeling and then following inspiration. But if you're not in peace, you're not gonna, if you're not connected to your spirit, you're not gonna know, you know.
Yeah, that's
And
how I feel. Sorry, keep
yeah.
going.
Yeah, Joe, just the feeling. It's all about the feeling. And then the resources, everything will show up right on time, just as Q has told us.
Exactly. It's just, I had something about that it's so, it was so cool to share what he said about that when you're just feeling it. And I can't remember what it was, but they were living it without being in the Q world. And that's where I was prompting the questions. What was showing up the next year? Where did you, why did, what made you move from vegetables and go to dahlias or to bees or to this and that? You know, it was mean. It was sort of talking to them in that, with that perspective and feeling what they were coming. It was feeling their heart. They were observing it and they were seeing it, I'll say, through my eyes. Of a new way of seeing it.
That's just so, it's so exciting. It's just so exciting. It's we're doing it.
We're doing, oh, let me say this. Okay, so Q says this, if you can see it, you already created it. If you can see it through your mind's eye, it already exists. You're in your reality, but have you already recognized it yet? So the more you see it, just because you talked about envisionment, the more you see it, even drawing that is super powerful to draw or color, you have taken your dream, vision, goal, whatever you like, and put it to paper, like our T-bar, put it to paper. Now it actually exists, and I am not kidding.
Yeah, I remember that. And he talked about the T bar and how it didn't matter how many items were on the T bar on the right on that future side. They just showed up. It just happened.
Exactly. So that's why the RV doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with your excitement. It's that envisionment. And then Asha uses a story of an Air Force plane. They didn't have wheels to land, but there was a guy in the back drawing the wheels on the plane and envisioning it landing, and it did.
That's
So it's
right.
tapping into that next level of create, not next level, but our true level of creativity. Back to where we're going, why inner peace is really. For me, and it sounds like you, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Inner peace, if we're not there, you know, the clarity comes through that state of inner peace. Would you say that too?
Absolutely. And the journey to get to that place, and you know what else came up for me, Zosha, was when you were talking about the drawing and the imagining and envisioning. Isn't this interesting how, as a child, you be creative, get out there and play and imagine and have fun, and they just totally stuff it down. And when you get into school, you know, the indoctrination centers. It's interesting just to observe how it all, you know, and then we know what happens afterwards. But yeah, that's our power. That's our creative power.
And to that, with that Air Force story, Asha said, reminded us, this is the illusion we're living. How this, I love this synchronicity to the movie with Robin Williams. How do you want to paint your dream? Whatever you decide is what is going to happen. If you get in fear, that happens. If you get in excitement, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
We know all of this. It's just reapplying the layers. That's what Q did for us and Asha and Mermaid. repeating a lot of things, just saying it different. And I'm observing the inspirations that come through me are those pieces again, because of the synchronicities in my life, pointing me to talk about something that always matches with yours.
Yes. And this just came up for me, Zosia, was just to tap into piggyback onto how do I say this? We know the information, we know it, but it's the application and the practice and sustaining that inner peace while it's all coming out and into this physical world. And as he as you know this version of humans, as Q would say, the uncertainty. Now, Q didn't say uncertainty, but I was listening to Alan Watts, a video from him this week, and this humans just they don't like uncertainty. We have to plan, and I'm not saying that that's all bad, but that's what's created this being this state of scarcity. And oh, I gotta have this all because if what if this happens, right? So it's unraveling and undoing. I mean, I was a nurse for 20 years. They oh, you got to be prepared for this. And you got to be prepared for that because that may happen. So, just to share a little bit of the unraveling I've had to do was a lot of it was that. Yeah, I
It's
just.
like those things bubble up and pop, like seltzer. The bubbles just come to the surface and pop, all of that stuff. And I have on my board the image of the white piece of paper with the dot. And what you were, I kept feeling it, everything you were saying when you were working as a nurse and whatnot, prepare for this. Everyone's staring at the black dot.
Yeah, exactly.
But what about the limitless potential all around that?
Exactly. No one wants to focus on that. They just, yeah, it's very interesting. This observation is, I'm a student of human behavior, I feel.
Yeah. Well, and remember, there's only 10% of us here.
Yeah.
So the 90% seem like the majority. Well, they were the majority, but seem like, we were surrounded. So I love us all and admire and honored to be here with you and everyone doing this work.
Yeah, me
Doing
too.
this work. We're not, weren't in the majority, but we're the mighty ones, and we are repopulate, redo, well, redoing and repopulating this place. And we're getting the countdown once again. I feel like the
Yeah.
show was 3 minutes. So, with love and gratitude for everyone, for your responses, for your support, your listening, your subscriptions, your space. I'll just end it with I love you all. And then you Miss Freddie Mercury, you end us.
I'll have what she's having.
Remind everyone about the video to watch before you
Oh
go.
yeah, Breaking Free by Queen. It's hilarious if you want to chuckle. It's just so funny. I was laughing so hard. But I just everything that you just said, Zosia, we thank you to our listeners. We love you all. We're doing it. We are walking our way back home to source, to ourselves, and it's amazing. And I'm honored to be on the journey with you, with all of you.
Love you.
I love you too.
That's a wrap, BBS. Thank you.